a Jewish Journal article. IKAR Rabbi Sharon Bruce offers prayer at National Inaugural Prayer Service. Los Angeles IKAR Rabbi Sharon Bruce was one of the faith leaders offering prayers to the new presidential administration on January 21. The virtual interfaith service, hosted by the Washington National Cathedral, included prayers from several leaders from all religious backgrounds and performances by Patti LaBelle, Josh Groban, Donald Lawrence and Company and Detroit gospel group The Clark Sisters. Bruce spoke about the excitement of a new presidential term and the restoration of democracy. "Give us strength, God, as we usher in the dawn of a new America, a justice-driven, multiracial democracy," Bruce said. "A new America, that lifts up the poor and protects those most vulnerable. Help us today to imagine a new America that leaves behind the fallacy of profit over people, and instead affirms that every one of us deserves to live in full dignity." In her blessing, she hopes that Americans protect and sustain the earth, and finally abolish white supremacy and do the necessary work to dismantle racism in all forms. "Holy One, we ask that you protect President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris, that you strengthen their resolve as they lead us in rebuilding this nation with love," she said. "For after the long night of suffering, a redemptive dawn is near." NAACP National Board Member and Poor People's Campaign Co-Chair Bishop William Barber II, Reverend Marianne Edgar Buddy of the Episcopal Diocese of Washington, Archbishop Elpidophoros of the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America in New York, Rabbi Sharon Kleinbaum of Beit Simchat Torah in New York, Jonathan and Fefilia Nez representing the Navajo Nation in Window Rock, Sister Carol Kean, CEO of Catholic Health Association in Maryland, Reverend Dr. Otis Moss III of Trinity United Church in Chicago, Valerie Kaur, Sikh American activist and author from LA, Debbie Almentazer, president of the Muslim Community Network in New York, Imam Azhar Subedar of the Islamic Association of Collin County, Emma Petty Adams, executive director of Mormon Women for Ethical Government, and Reverend Dr. Alexia Salvadiera, professor at Fuller Theological Seminary in LA, were among the handful of religious leaders to also share meaningful prayers for the new administration. Watch the full service below.